भक्तिविदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की
जय।
जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीना श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की
जय।
श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग की जय। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओके, सो टुडे मॉर्निंग वी डिस्कस्ड व्हाई प्रभुपाद He dedicated this Bhagavad Gita as it is to Baldev Vidyabhushan. And we started our discussion on Bhagavad Gita preface. In the first paragraph we saw that Srila Prabhupada basically he tells us why he decided to present the original manuscript of Bhagavad Gita as it is. So, what are the 3 points? Who will tell? Why Prabhupada decided to present original manuscript of Bhagavad Gita as it is?
To be authentic.
So, he wanted to present in a very scholarly,
meaningful,
authoritative way, and so that the meaning should be self-evident, right? So he was very dissatisfied that the original manuscript was cut down to 400 pages without any so purports, verses and elaborate explanations. So then what is the second point? Why he wanted to So many scholars and devotees requested him to present the original edition, original manuscript of this Bhagavad Gita as it is. And third point was? That will come in. He desired to present full parampara explanation. In one sense it will come in that authoritative, so still we can write that. And third one is, in order to establish the Krishna consciousness movement more soundly and progressively. So that is Prabhupada's desire. So this was a mood and mission statement. We discussed what is mood and mission. So in last 200 years in India there are so many social reform movements came. So we all know that, you know, this Arya Samaj, Dayanand Saraswati's Arya Samaj, Brahma Samaj. So by seeing them, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, those who say that there is need of reform themselves need reform, he says. Because they didn't know how to reform the society. So he was against all this social reform, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So we also want to change the society, right? We want to establish Varnashrama, change the society. But this is given by, this reform system is given by Krishna himself. It is perfect, it is. So all this Arya Samaj, Brahma Samaj, and Aurobindo's movement, everyone, all is, they are all bogus. So like that there, in those literature, in their literature, all these social reform movements, their literature, this mission word was very, very common. Movement, mission word was very common. So, therefore, our acharyas also, they used it, but in a proper way. And we discussed how we should understand as followers of Srila Prabhupada, we are supposed to understand Prabhupada's mission. And execute that. So in this first paragraph of preface there is one more topic which flows, Anyone would like to say? Apart from these reasons why Prabhupada decided to present original manuscript of Bhagavad Gita as it is, there is one more topic which is flowing in this.
People like that the voice as it is part that book, people like a lot. So,
what are the features of this Bhagavad Gita as it is?
Translation.
Yeah. All those, they are all called as features. So first one is, this is original manuscript. That is first one. You can note down because I am not writing. Features of Bhagavad Gita as it is. This is all in first paragraph only. Like I said morning, paragraph 1, then what are the points? So why Prabhupada presented as it is, presented this original manuscript Bhagavad Gita as it is. Second one is features. What are the features of Bhagavad Gita as it is? It is now which is there, it is original manuscript of what Prabhupada wrote. Second one is what, how many pages it is?
400. Now it's
1000 pages. So the one which Macmillan published, cut down, you know, which was, that was 400. Prabhupada was dissatisfied, right? He is expressing in this. So this is 1000, approximately 1000 pages. Then third feature. No, before that, illustrations are there in this. So in that Macmillan edition, there were no illustrations. Illustrations means you all understand, no? Pictorial depiction, right? That changing bodies, and inverted banyan tree. So then divine and demonic natures. So all parampara and etc. Illustrations are there. This is one more speciality of Srila Prabhupada books. None of the scholars and philosophers in the Western world ever thought, oh, we will present, you know, very colorful pictures in the philosophical books, you know. So general philosophy means dry, very mental speculation, lot of such things. But there is color in Prabhupada books, right? If you read Krishna book, if you see, all the Krishna's pastimes were presented. Those pictures, Prabhupada called them as windows to the spiritual world, actually, these pictures are. So illustrations, and then next,
transliteration.
Original Devanagari verse, original Sanskrit verse is there, Devanagari verse is there, no, right? So we should also learn to read this Devanagari. So especially Tamil devotees may not be able to learn because the Hindi script and Devanagari script are same. So in Tamil Nadu they hate Hindi a lot. Of course, we are also not in favor of Hindi, making Hindi as a national language. But all the politics of Nehru, Gandhi, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Okay, you are able to hear me, I think. So original Devanagari verses are there. Then Roman transliteration of those verses. Roman transliteration. That is fifth feature of this. Yeah. So now especially in the Western countries they cannot. In India it is okay, it is easy to read. Many people know reading Devanagari script. So but in Western countries, they cannot read that. So therefore, this Roman transliteration proper, you see how his presence of mind is there. He knows what he is doing. So he made a system of Roman transliteration, English verses. Then next is? Word for word? Meanings. Word for word meanings, Sanskrit words are translated into English. That is sixth feature of this. Then seventh is there are translations. Seven translations, right? Translation is there, no? Then eighth one is purports. Purports and elaborate full parampara explanations. Purports and full parampara explanations. So, among all these features, that original Devanagari verse from there, fourth one, no, that is fourth, fifth one is Roman transliteration, and sixth is word for word meanings, translation and purports. This system makes what? This book very scholarly and authentic and accurate, and meaning becomes self-evident. So you can write down like that in front in the flower bucket. So now why we should know these features? Prabhupada has explained this. Why we should know features of this Bhagavad Gita as it is? When you go out to distribute books, what he will tell? To sell this Bhagavad Gita, you will tell the features, no? Oh, this is there, this is there, this is there, this is there, like that. Right?
Especially we explain this from the
manuscript. Yeah. So, yeah, like this. So, these features we should know when we want to distribute books. Oh, these are very helpful. What are the features of this Bhagavad Gita? Right? Everywhere you see people when they are selling something, advertising some program, inviting you here and there, some tutorial, some, you know, universities, they tell the features of all there, what is there. Or some course, you know, in the university colleges, so they tell the features of the course. Oh, we are going to do slideshows, we are going to give course material, this, that and all, you know, textbooks, reference books. Yeah, so like this, features are very important. So here Srila Prabhupada, like a transcendental salesman, he is explaining the features of this book, right? Advertising, right or not? So that we should know. Oh, this is first paragraph, so we will read second paragraph now. That second mic is not working, no? So it's okay, it's okay, I will only read. Or if someone would like to read loudly, distinctly, clearly. Prabhuji's wife says, he can read. Second paragraph. Everyone has Bhagavad Gita, no?
Our Krishna consciousness movement is genuine.
Okay, hear attentively because you all have to tell many points.
Our Krishna consciousness movement is genuine, historically authorized, natural and transcendental due to its being based on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. It is gradually becoming the most popular movement in the entire world, especially among the younger generation. It is becoming more and more interesting to the older generation also. Older gentlemen are becoming interested so much so that the fathers and grandfathers of my disciples are encouraging us by becoming life members of our great society. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness in Los Angeles, many fathers and mothers used to come to see me to express their feelings of gratitude for my leading the Krishna Consciousness movement throughout the world, throughout the entire world. Some of them have said that it is greatly fortunate for the Americans that I have started the Krishna Consciousness movement in America. But actually the original father of this movement is Lord Sri Krishna himself, since it was started a very long time ago, but is coming down to human society by disciplic succession. If I have any credit in this connection, it does not belong to me personally, but it is due to my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya, Ashtotara Shatashri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada.
Okay. So what is there in this purport, in this paragraph, second paragraph? In your notebook you can write down second paragraph, preface second paragraph. So what is there in this paragraph? mostly it is about Krishna conscious movement, about ISKCON, you know. So Prabhupada is writing, mostly it is a mood and mission paragraph it is. We can give the title mood and mission paragraph. So first point is, you know what is the first point in this?
The nature of faith is genuine.
Krishna consciousness movement is genuine, historically authorized, and transcendental. It is not just Prabhupada is telling this Krishna consciousness movement is genuine, historically authorized, and transcendental. He is explaining the reason why it is so. You understood? Because it is based on Bhagavad Gita as it is. Due to being based on Bhagavad Gita as it is, so this is first point, you can write down. Due to being based on Bhagavad Gita as it is, or basically why this Krishna, why you can write down why this Krishna consciousness movement is genuine, historically authorized, and transcendental. Because it is based on Bhagavad Gita as it is. That is answer for that. So reason Prabhupada is giving. Now these terms we have to understand very nicely. Why Krishna consciousness movement is genuine, historically authorized, and transcendental? This is our question. And answer is because it is based on Bhagavad Gita as it is. Now, you see, first word is genuine here. There are so many fake movements in this world which are not genuine. So, anyone would like to give some example of fake movements? Osho. Huh? Osho?
Osho.
Yeah. Art of living. So, yeah, Ramakrishna Mission. Brahma Kumaris, Brahmit Kumaris. Once we were distributing books in one town, and I knocked the door in one house, I went to the Bhagavad Gita. Then it was man or woman, someone, some elderly man. No, we don't want, we are Brahma Kumaris. Then I told, we are Brahma Kumaras. Of course, we don't act like them. Prabhupada severely condemned them, very badly, in one purport. House of prostitutes, he said, in one conversation, morning or conversation. Because one cannot give up sex life, illicit sex, without Krishna consciousness. Whether it is Brahma Kumari or nuns and fathers, or Prabhupada also gave example in Gandhi's that Sabarmati ashram, you know. Gandhi was put to jail. When he came back, he saw that all women are pregnant there. So, in this way, without Krishna consciousness, one cannot control senses. It is not possible. So, these are all cheating religions. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, everything which goes in the name of dharma in this world, in the name of religion, so this is all, that is all cheating. Kaitava Dharma, his commentary on that second verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, dharma prorjita kaita votra parma nirmat saranam vedhyam vastavam atra vastu shivadam tapo trayon molanam. Even most part of the Vedas is also cheating only. Most part of the Vedas is also cheating, because in the Vedas there are so many flowery languages are there. So, oh, you do this, you will get this. Like that. So, Yamimam Pushpitam Vacham Pravadantya Vipashita Veda Vadarata Parva. So most part of the Vedas is also cheating. And what to speak of, we are discussing about religion and dharma, cheating religion. You can imagine what will happen in material society, secular society. So our acharya has told, cheaters, society of cheaters and cheated. Nothing else. Just cheat, wholesale cheating it is, modern societies. Education is cheating, career, job is cheating, technology is cheating, paper currency is cheating, everything which is available in the market is cheating. All these apartments, everything, building, all these big buildings, everything is cheating. Automobiles are cheating. People think that, oh, it's a luxury to have automobile, they only get back pain, that's all. Here, everything. So secular, whole secular society is cheating each other. All these people, you can see 1 crore people in Bangalore, they have clubbed together to cheat each other, that's all, nothing else. Just cheat each other, right? In everything, everywhere. The hospitals are cheating, lawyers are cheating, law is meant for cheating.
Judges are cheating.
Yeah, everyone. And especially this country, India, is just, it's so much saturated with corruption. So, Modi wants to bring order, but he is also misguided. He doesn't have intelligence. So, in this way, so this whole society of cheaters and the cheated, wholesale cheating it is. You can see that in a televisions and all newspapers, everywhere on the hoardings, everywhere it is advertised. Oh, you do this, you buy this, everything is just wholesale cheating. So only Krishna consciousness movement is genuine. So then next, historically authorized. Morning I discussed little bit about what is meaning of authority. Authorized means what? So, basically, gaining knowledge from authoritative sources, that knowledge becomes authority, authoritative. Or anything which is connected to that genuine knowledge is called authority. So, ultimately, we discussed that we have two ways of gaining knowledge, ascending process and descending. So, when we discuss about these two ways of gaining knowledge, this is mentioned in the Shastra. Where they are mentioned, these ways of knowledge, two ways of gaining knowledge. So one in Brahma Samhita, Aroha Pantha is mentioned in Brahma Samhita and Avaroha Pantha is mentioned in Mahabharata. You know verses? That verse is there, no? Aroha Pantha. Vayo Pantastu Koti Shatavatsara Sampargamyo Vayo Rathas Munipungavanam Sopyasti Yat Prapada Simnya Vichinta Tatve Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamahambhaya. This verse begins with Panta. Pantastu. This is Aroha Panta. If you go by mental speculation, Munis, what they do? They speculate. Pantastu Koti Shatavatsara Sampargamyo. Even if quoting millions of years, if they speculate also, they will never understand the absolute truth. This is Aroha Pantha. Then Avaroha Pantha, morning I quoted that verse. Tarko Pratishto Shutayo Vibhinno Nasa Vrishiryasya. That was a question asked by Yudhishthira Maharaj. That Yaksha Prashna section is there, no? In the Mahabharata. So the question was, where the religious principles are hidden, or who actually knows the religious principles? Then Yudhishthira Maharaj answered this question with this verse. Tharko pratishto shutayo vibhino. Tharka is apratishta, argument, dry logic is baseless. And there are so many scriptures, and how you will study them and come to any conclusion? Shutayo vibhino. Nasav Rishir Yasya Matam Na Bhinnam. And every Rishi has his own opinions. Kanada, Jaimini, Gautama, so Patanjali, all the Rishis, Charvaka has his own. Charvaka is anyway out of. So all these Munis have their own opinions. Dharmasya Tattvam Nihitam Guhaya. So the secrets of dharma are hidden in the cave of
Mahajana. So therefore, Mahajanayena Gatasa Panta. This verse ends with Panta. And the other verse which we quoted begins with
Panta.
So this is descending process, coming down from Mahajanas. So Mahajanas are authority. Our Guru Sadhu Shastra is authority. So Mahajanas come in Sadhus, Haman Sadhus. Ultimate authority is Krishna. So throughout Bhagavad Gita, we learn this. Just to give an example, go to 6.39. So before this verse, Arjuna asked one question. It's a very famous question. What will happen to a person who deviates from the path of yoga, yoga, brashta? So he compares him with a riven cloud. Cloud, when it detaches itself from main cloud, so wind blows, drives it away. So it is just lost. It is similarly, this person's life is like so riven cloud. Neither he could attain, he did not get material happiness. He gave up material life and took to spiritual life. So just like someone, some brahmachari wants to join ashram, he is leaving everything and joining ashram. Wait or not. If he doesn't become successful there, then his life will be like a riven cloud. Or some grahastha leaves all job and joins farm community. So it is just like, we will be always wondering, oh, what will happen to me in the future like that. So lot of doubt will come. So here Krishna answers that question. So in 39th verse, what he says, you see Arjuna, after asking that question, what he says? This is my doubt, O Krishna, and I ask you to dispel it completely. But for you, no one is to be found who can destroy this doubt. There are some questions in the, some questions which can be only answered by Krishna. No one else can answer that. Even Mahajanas cannot answer it. They can be only answered by Krishna. So this is one of such questions. So because why Prabhupada, you see Krishna, no one is to be found who can destroy this doubt. If Mahajanas can answer all the questions, then there was at least two Mahajanas on the battlefield. Who will tell? Two Mahajanas on the battlefield. And second one is?
Dharmaraj.
Yeah, Yudhishthira Maharaj. He is avatar of Yamaraj. Yamaraj is one of, so one of the Mahajanas. And we see that Dharmaraj or Yudhishthira Maharaj, he is considered as Dharmaraj. He knows the principles of Dharma. And he could answer Yakshas all the questions in a proper way. Just now we quoted one verse. So, at least two Mahajanas were there. Still, Arjuna is asking this question. No one can be found who can answer this question. Sometime, Mayavadis may say that, when we read this, no one is found to who can destroy this doubt. This only applies to Kurukshetra, not outside Kurukshetra. Outside there are many other people. Krishna is one among many liberated souls. He spoke Bhagavad Gita. So there are many other liberated souls. Eventually we all will become liberated and we'll also become God. Like that they may say. But this does not apply to only Kurukshetra, because if it is only applies to Kurukshetra, then if you see whether outside Kurukshetra or inside Kurukshetra, who are the authorities? Mahajanas are authorities. According to Bhagavatam and Mahabharata, Mahajanas are the authorities, inside or outside. But now, even in the presence of such Mahajanas, Krishna, Arjuna says that no one can be found who can dispel this doubt. That shows that Krishna is superior authority even than Mahajanas. And some questions can be answered only by Krishna. So taking knowledge from Krishna, taking knowledge from Bhagavad Gita is most authoritative. That is perfect knowledge. Now sometime you may wonder, oh, there is no description in Bhagavad Gita how to operate smartphone. There is no program written how this smartphone runs in Bhagavad Gita, how it can be perfect knowledge like that. So Bhagavad Gita also discusses what is knowledge and what is ignorance. In the beginning only it says, not even 13 point, you should first only. So you are speaking like learned man, but you are a fool. Learned people will not speak like this. So then he speaks about Atma, knowledge of Atma. That is knowledge. Knowledge begins with self-realization. Knowledge begins with Atma Vidya. Knowledge of self, knowledge of soul. Below that everything else is ignorance. Everything what we do in the world is just manifestation of ignorance. It is. So if it is nothing, it is not connected to spiritual life. You make smartphone, yeah, everything is just meant for ignorance. Eating, sleeping, mating, depending. That anyway animals are doing. So you do it with the help of smartphone, that's all. Later. So in this way, knowledge means, so Krishna's knowledge is perfect, very authoritative. And in Bhagavad Gita also, even whatever is needed for this material life is also given there in Bhagavad Gita. It is taught how lifestyle. So that is Varnashrama, social system. You can be happy in this world and in the end go back home, back to Godhead. That is social system given by Krishna. It is not that Krishna neglects your material life. So, but we don't accept Krishna's teachings. We think that we have better idea than Krishna. Then we create hell like Bangalore. Right. So sometime I tell, in Bhagavatam there is list of hells, names of the hells. And you can go on adding Bangalore, Mumbai and Delhi, Chennai. Like that. So this is how we can understand. So historically authorized means this Krishna consciousness movement is to collect, it is connected to all this history, all these authorities, these Mahajanas. So basically it is coming down in parampara. So bona fide parampara, that too bona fide parampara. There can be many paramparas. Mayavadis also have Guru Shishya parampara. Sahajiyas have their parampara. But Krishna in Bhagavad Gita has defined what is actual parampara is. So the parampara should not change the message of Bhagavad Gita, change the message of Krishna, who is the highest authority. It should present the message of all the Mahajanas as it is. That is bona fide parampara. So if the teachings are changed, then it is no more bona fide parampara. So that movement will never be historically authorized. So basically this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, has a long connection with authorities. So this we have to understand, that it is a movement of the previous acharyas, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's movement, Bhakti Vinod Thakur's movement, it is Lord Chaitanya's movement, it is Lord Krishna's movement. And Krishna says that I spoke this Bhagavad Gita knowledge to Sun God Vivaswan before, long before that. So it is not that this movement, sometime when they hear this term ISKCON, what people feel? This is something new religion, you know, right? International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And that too it appears little English, right? If you go to Vrindavan, all the there people around Vrindavan, people, you know, those people, Hindi speaking people, UP people, we call them Vrajavasis. They don't seem to be Vrajavasis by seeing their activities. Anyway, some are simple also. Angrezon ka mandir, they say. ISKCON means Angrezon ka mandir, like that they say. Or we may feel that, oh, this is started just, this movement was started in 1960, 50 years of they celebrated. This last year was celebration. 50 years of ISKCON celebration. So it seems that this is a new movement. But actually this is not a new movement. Many scholars in the West also, they study this sociology is a very big topic in universities now in Western countries. So in the academic world, they study sociology, means they study people, they study different kinds of cults, religions, all these kind of things. So they study new religions which are coming to America. They thought that this Krishna consciousness is also a new religion. So there is a one chapter in the Science of Self-Realization, right? It's a new Hindu cult or ancient, so age-old culture like that, there is. So this is Lord Krishna's movement. Not only 5,000 years, even before that, Brahma was, our original Guru is Brahma, Adi Guru. So from the beginning of creation it is coming. In fact, in the Shastra it is told, not even in this material creation, bhakti is going on even in the spiritual world also, right or not? So in this way, history means we speak only in terms of material creation, right? Within material creation. But this is even beyond history it is. So, but anyway, this is genuine age-old culture, that is what Prabhupada wanted to say here. Because, so Bhagavad Gita is coming down since time immemorial. So, here we also should, we will discuss these things, theories. So, generally what happened in Indian history, which is taught now in the schools, so it is very bogus history. Why? Because they try to fit that history within biblical history. According to Bible, God created the world 6,000 years back. So in 7 days, like that, in Bible it is mentioned. I don't know who wrote that. Whether it Jesus told that or... Because most of the Bible is written after Jesus. So we don't know who wrote that. Who? Some drunkard meat eater must have written. So like that they have written. Now, if you want to convert people to Christianity, you have to change the history of the world, right or not? So when they came here, they changed it. So they introduced this Aryan invasion theory. Aryans 3,500 years back, Aryans came from West to India, and they started this Vedic culture. They resided in North India. And there were some, native aborigines, residents who were living in India, they were pushed down. And in this way, they became Dravidians. So then divide started between these two, North Indians and Dravidians. Now there is Tamil Nadu, DMK, Anna DMK, AIDMK, all these political parties were started just to, as a result of divide between North India and South India. So, and that was also policy of Britishers to divide and rule, right or not. So, there is one book written by Rajiv Malhotra and Aravindan Neelakandan. So, Breaking India, how this kind of ideologies are, causing divide in India, and they are going to break India into pieces. So they have expressed there in their book. So this is all, this Dravidian movement is backed up by Christian, evangelical Christians, who want to convert Indians. So deliberately make them, so they want to make them to hate all these Brahmins. Aryans are like, all this Vedic culture is Brahmin. Brahmins and all this Varnashrama. And it is all because Aryans who came from outside, from India. So basically this Aryan invasion theory, so fulfills two purposes. One is that it shows the superiority of the Westerners. So that they are the one who came and started this Vedic culture. Aryans are actually Westerners. Civilized human beings are Westerners. That is one purpose. Second purpose is that it helps to divide people, North India, South India, Dravidians and Aryans. So this has created havoc in the world. All wrong ideas, they create havoc in the world. So in this way, people do not know actual history. Vedic history, how Bhagavad Gita is 5000 years back, Mahabharata all took place 5000 years back, and before that Bhagavad Gita was spoken to sun god Vivaswan. So we have history of millions of years. Now in modern history they don't know 6000, 7000 history they speak about later. Previously it was only 3500 years. Now gradually they are pushing the date back.
So
like that. So all this archaeological evidence and all these are all bogus things. What you can understand from archaeology? Can you dig the whole earth and find the remnants of the civilizations? Is it possible? Somewhere here and there they will dig and then they will make up some history. Can you get a real picture of history, complete picture of history by that?
No.
And that is taught in the school as history. So, and unfortunately all the children have to go and study this nonsense. So we have to understand properly what is actually history is. So based on Bhagavad Gita. So this Bhagavad Gita is historically authorized. So all the Parampara Acharyas, this is coming down through Parampara Acharyas. Then third point, what it says? Transcendental it is. Anyway, I told this is going on even in spiritual world also. Krishna has spoken this, Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam, Pavitram Idam Uttamam. So Pavitram, pure, Uttamam means beyond this material world is Tamas. Uttamam means beyond, transcendental world. Pratyakshavagamam dharmam susukam kartamavayam. So, it is genuine, historically authorized and transcendental due to being based on Bhagavad Gita as it is. If we do not base this on Bhagavad Gita as it is, what will happen? It will lose its transcendentality. It will reach genuineness. It will lose its authority. No more it will be authority. Again, like morning I said, Prabhupada says in morning, last point we discussed, no? That we are presenting this Bhagavad Gita as it is to establish Krishna consciousness movement more soundly and progressively. So we discussed that if we do not promote Bhagavad Gita as it is, distribute it, so study it, follow it and preach this, then our movement will become weak and it will not make progress. Similarly, it will not remain genuine, it will not remain historically authorized, it will not remain transcendental if it is not. So this is not kept as a focus. So we should always distribute. Of course, I am not saying there should not be any more books. Prabhupada followers should not write books. It is not like that. Even I am writing books. So, like, you know, Shastra, Vedas are there, Vedic literatures and literatures in pursuance of Vedic version. Literatures are in pursuance of Vedic version. So, parampara of writing books will continue. Rupa Goswami was our original acharya, right or not? We are all called as Rupanugas. He wrote books. Why we don't study other, next acharyas wrote books? We just read Rupa Goswami's books only, no? But the same message is given in new, old wine in new bottle, although not good expression. But this holds here, right or not? So acharyas, every acharyas, they express the same thing in different ways. And Krishna is unlimited. So Krishna's qualities, characteristics, name, form, qualities are unlimited. So unlimited Krishna Katha can be there. So like that, parampara will continue. But focus should be on Bhagavad Gita as it is. That we should always remember. We should never stop distributing this Bhagavad Gita as it is. So, in the name that, people will not understand, they will not appreciate this, that and all. Like I said, many theories are floating nowadays. So then we will lose our genuinity. What is? Of course, now many other movements have come now. Akshay Patra movement, that movement, this movement, and they have covered
So Prabhupada called it a Krishna consciousness movement or Hare Krishna movement or Bhagavad Gita as it is movement, we can call. So our main thing is what? Chanting Hare Krishna mantra and Bhagavad Gita as it is. That is our main thing, no? Right? But now other things have come up, Akshay Patra, this, that and all. Right? So we have to be careful with all this ideas. Okay, so this is first point. And second point is, who would like to tell what is the second point in second paragraph? First point is, why this movement is genuine, historically authorized and transcendental. That is the first point. Because it is based on Bhagavad Gita as it is. Second point.
It's a very popular in
It's working.
The positive response to Krishna consciousness movement. How Krishna consciousness movement got positive response among younger generation as well as older generation also. Right? That is the second point. The positive response to Krishna consciousness movement by younger and older generation. That is second point. Write down. The positive response to Krishna consciousness movement by younger and older generation. So, positive response to Krishna consciousness movement. What are the examples Prabhupada he gives? First thing is that, so younger generation is taking it very seriously, he says, right? This is first thing. Within this, so first point is, so younger generation is taking seriously. And older generation is also appreciating it, right or not? They are coming and appreciating our, they are becoming life members and encouraging us. They came and in Los Angeles many parents of our disciples came and appreciated me for leading this Krishna consciousness movement. So, and then, so yeah, they also expressed that it is a great fortune of our Americans that Prabhupada has started this Krishna consciousness movement. These are some examples how this Krishna consciousness movement got positive response. Then Prabhupada says, what is the next point? Krishna is the father of Krishna. So how it is connected to the previous statement? Previous statement says that, so they came and appreciated me for starting this movement in America. It is a great fortune of America, that, you know, Americans, that this movement was started in America. That doesn't mean that this movement only started in 1965 in America. No. Krishna is the father of this movement. 5,000 years back only it has started like that. So just to remove that, you know, misconception that this is a new movement. We have discussed this in historical ether, right? So that is, Krishna is the original father of this Krishna consciousness movement. That means it is not just 50 years old, it is 5,000 years old. In fact, it is eternal movement. We discussed that, right or not?
Yes.
It is transcendental and eternal movement. So at least 5,000 years old it is. Because Krishna is father of this movement. So this is third point. So first one is, why Krishna consciousness movement genuine, historically authorized and transcendental? Because it is based on Bhagavad Gita as it is. Second movement, the positive response to Krishna consciousness movement. And third point is, so this movement is at least 5,000 years old, at least, because Krishna is father of this movement. So it is not that it started in 1965 or 66 in America. So then what else is there? What else is there in this purport? So Srila Prabhupada gives credit to, so now Krishna consciousness movement has got so much response, good response. So younger generation is taking it very seriously. So older generation also is appreciating. They may not be seriously practicing,
In ISKCON, you see, old people don't come, huh? Right? Anna? Prabhupada used to quote that. you cannot teach a old dog about new tricks, he says. There is an English saying that. Generally, old people, you see, recently we had some of our leading preachers meeting was there in Sri Lanka. So one devotee, he said, how they were preaching there. He was just giving a report about their preaching in one town in Gujarat. So he said, we go to house and we knock the door to register for programs, some 7-day program or 6-session program or something like that. So what we do, we go house to house and we only register young couples, he says. If there are some old people, we'll give them some book and come back. So like that. So of course we are not blaming elderly devotees here, you are all devotees. So you see here also mostly younger generation, middle age and little younger generation is there, right? Prabhupada also started like that, in younger generation. And it is very attractive for elderly people also. But they may not seriously commit for a Krishna concept. So young people, they take it up. Right? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu also started the movement with young generation. Only Advaita Acharya was elderly, I think. It is movement. So anyway, so Prabhupada, he gives this, Krishna Consciousness Movement got very good response. Why it is? Because Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was the one who told Srila Prabhupada to go to West, no? And preach, right? If he would have not told him, then he would have not gone, no? Right? So when Srila Prabhupada met his Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in 1922, the first thing he told is, you should go to preach in Western world. You should preach to English speaking world. Then the last instruction, final instruction. So final order. There is a book called Final Order, Bogus Book, written by Rathviks. So their final order is different. So Srila Prabhupada, just in 1937, January 1st, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur left this world. Some 15 days, 1 month before that, Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that most of your disciples are sannyasis and brahmacharis. They are serving you directly. How can I serve you? Like that he wrote. And Prabhupada says that was the only question he asked to his Guru Maharaj. It's not that disciple should not ask questions. One of the qualities of disciple is to ask questions. So in bhakti also, sadharma pracha, one should ask about eternal principles, eternal religious principles. That is one of the anga of bhakti. In Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says, no? Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. Pariprashna, one should ask questions, not challenging questions. Sometimes people want to ask questions to show that they are very intelligent. But speaker comes to know that this is fool number one. just by his questions. He's a damn fool like that. So we should ask genuinely to understand, to seek knowledge. Brahma jidnyasa. Jivasya tattva jidnyasa. So to genuinely understand what is actually truth. So what is the problem with me? How can I make progress in spiritual life? So, but among all the questions, this is very important question. How can I serve you? Right or not? Because that solves all the problems of the world. Service to Krishna. That is our original problem. We have forgotten our relationship with Krishna. So therefore, this question Prabhupada asked, how can I serve you? Then again, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur replied that you should preach in the Western world. Therefore, Prabhupada, he gives credit to his Guru Maharaj. In any way, we should always a disciple should always give credit to his guru for all his success. If guru would have not preached to the disciple, not trained the disciple, and not spiritually maintained him by giving his association, then what disciple could have achieved actually? What was our condition? We were just rotting in the gutter, right? So, and guru comes and delivers us. So by his association, by his instructions, basically upadesha. Main relation between guru and disciple is shiksha, spiritual instruction. Upadesha, upadesha, you know. There is a book, no? Upadesha Amrita. Right, no? So the instruction, shiksha which guru gives, that is the main relation. Not that, oh guru, so guru, he arranged for my material life. Right, no? So by Guru Maharaj mercy, I got job. I became rich in material life. So in fact, we should consider that is not mercy of guru yet actually. So cheating by Maya actually. So no other things. So main thing is teachings. That is the main thing. So especially guru by his strong preaching, forceful preaching. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur in his book Madhurya Kadambani, he says that how faith is awakened in the heart of a disciple or a living entity. When a pure devotee preaches, so desire to serve Krishna is aroused in the heart. So that faith in Krishna, Krishna service is aroused in the heart. So anyway, so disciple should give credit to all success to his guru. Not that until we build a temple, Guru Maharaj, then once we build temple, then I am the Guruji. So, like sometime it happens, no? What is that? Mayavadis, they worship their Guru until they realize Brahman. Once they realize that they are Brahman, then they and Guru become one. So, like, they step.
Bangalore, the temple.
Yeah. So we indirectly we are hinting there. So anyway, coming to the point, that disciple should always give credit. He should. Prabhupada, in one purport, he says that in members of the, that is another mode and mission statement in Chaitanya Charitamrita, members of the Krishna consciousness movement should remember their previous fallen condition, like that. So like that he says, we should remember. Otherwise, we will not remain surrendered. We will become demons, that's all. So, we will become demons. We will become demonic. Dambo, dharpo, vimanascha, krodha, parushya, mavas. So, konasti, sadrishomaya. One of the quality of demon is that he thinks that, who is equal to me? I am greatest, like that. Ishvaro, aham, mahambogi, siddho, aham, balavan, sukhi. So in this way, this kind of attitude should not come. Okay, so we will go to the next. So this is fourth point, right or not? Srila Prabhupada gives credit to his Guru Maharaj. Very elaborately, Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa. How respectfully he is at writing, you say, Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paribrajaka Acharya Ashtotarshata Sri Sriman Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. Like that he says. Okay, next paragraph, who will read loudly? Loudly, clearly, distinctly. Okay.
If personally I have any credit in this matter, it is only that I have tried to present Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any adulteration. Before my presentation of Bhagavad Gita as it is, almost all English editions of Bhagavad Gita were introduced to fulfill someone's personal ambition. But our attempt in presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is to present the mission of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Our business is to present the will of Krishna, not that of any mundane speculator like the politician, philosopher or scientist, for they have very little knowledge of Krishna, despite all their other knowledge. When Krishna says, man man bhava mat bhakto
Hare Krishna. Yeah, continue.
We, unlike the so-called scholars, do not say that Krishna and his inner spirit are different. Krishna is absolute, and there is no difference between Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's pastimes, etc. This absolute portion of Krishna is difficult to understand for any person who is not a devotee of Krishna in the system of parampara, disciple succession. Generally, the so-called scholars, politicians, philosophers, and swamis, without perfect knowledge of Krishna, try to banish or kill Krishna when writing commentary on Bhagavad Gita. Such unauthorized commentary upon Bhagavad Gita is known as Mayavada Bhashya, and Lord Chaitanya has warned us about these unauthorized men. Lord Chaitanya clearly says that anyone who tries to understand Bhagavad Gita from the Mayavadi point of view will commit a great blunder. The result of such a blunder will be that the misguided student of Bhagavad Gita will certainly be bewildered on the path of spiritual guidance and will not be able to go back to home, back to God.
Okay. So, what are the points in this?
He takes the credit.
No,
he's not. Why it is famous means?
He's saying that I'm following authority. That's why.
So Prabhupada basically says, what is his credit? If I at all have any credit, what is my credit? I have not adulterated anything. I am presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. So this is coming from the previous paragraph, no? Previous paragraph he gives credit, last sentence of the, you know, previous paragraph is, he is giving credit to his spiritual master. And now this paragraph begins from that point. So that if any credit is there, it is because I have attempted to present Bhagavad Gita as it is, like that, without adulteration. So Prabhupada very boldly he says that before me all the Bhagavad Gitas which were there, they were not as it is. They are presenting their own personal ambitions, he says. So very bold statement, no? Everything else is nonsense, only Bhagavad Gita as it is genuine, he says. So, first point you can write down, what is the credit of Srila Prabhupada? He presented Bhagavad Gita as it is. So, paragraph number, what is the paragraph number?
Third.
Paragraph 3. And below that you can write point 1, that what is credit of Srila Prabhupada? He presented Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any adulteration, without any mixture of personal ambition, etc., etc. So all other Bhagavad Gitas, they are not as it is, as they are. How you will explain to people that this Bhagavad Gita is as it is? Okay, fine. They say we also have Guru Parampara. They will tell. That is okay, somewhat close, but. See, what is the conclusion then? You are talking about conclusion. What is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita? Or which is the conclusive verse of Bhagavad Gita? Charama Shloka, it is called as Charama Shloka, conclusive verse. Sarva Dharmam Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Vraja Aham Tvam Sarva Papyebhyo Mukshishya. So that is the central theme of Bhagavad Gita. You surrender to, Krishna says, surrender to me, he says. Now what Prabhupada is teaching? He is teaching to, you surrender to me, he is telling? No, he is telling to surrender to Krishna. So therefore, is there any difference between Krishna's teaching and Prabhupada's teaching? No. Therefore it is Bhagavad Gita as it is. So in this way we have to convince people. Or we should also be convinced that Prabhupada is presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. So,
Now another point comes here is, you see, sometimes people when they read Bhagavad Gita as it is, they say, hey, your guru only talks about Krishna and Krishna Bhakti, they say, everywhere. Even if Krishna is telling Ashtanga Yoga, Prabhupada says Krishna consciousness. Right or not? Is it correct or wrong it is? Everywhere writing about Krishna and Krishna Bhakti, is it correct or wrong it is? Oh, Bhagavad Gita tells so many parts, Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, but your guru says only Krishna Bhakti, like that. So in the end, Krishna, what he says, okay, he has spoken all these things, okay. In the end, what he says? Leave all these things and surrender to me. Prabhupada, you may be studying Bhagavad Gita, you may get distracted here and there, you know, right or not. Oh, Krishna is telling Karma Yoga also. Krishna is telling Jnana Yoga also. Let me go to Himalaya. Right or not? In my home, I have fought with my wife, and family life is very bad. Let me go to Himalaya. Krishna has told me to go to Himalaya. Like that. I am following authorized path given by Krishna. Like that. Then he will go and set up another family there. Therefore, it has happened. Why I am telling? Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written about this. So some Babaji is left home because of quarrel with wife, family problems, or they didn't get anyone to marry. Okay, better let me become Babaji, at least I did not become, no one got married to me. No girl came to me, you know, get me married. So then they set up one family there in the holy place. So some widow woman, they also came to holy place, and so this Babaji Apasampradaya started, right? In Bengal, in Vrindavan, Mayapur, all the places. Anyway, that is a different story. So what, it is mercy of Srila Prabhupada. He doesn't want us to get distracted from the main theme of Bhagavad Gita, that is surrendering to Krishna. He doesn't want us to. So we should surrender to Krishna. And we should understand Bhagavad Gita message. Basically, Bhagavad Gita, surrender to Krishna, bhakti is the message of Bhagavad Gita. So, but bhakti on the platform of dharma, not on the platform of adharma. So, right, Arjuna, Krishna did not say that, oh, you don't fight now, you do only chanting Hare Krishna mantra, right or not? He told to fight also. So, because generally people, they will not be ready to surrender immediately to Krishna. So, therefore he said, okay, you follow your prescribed duties, and along with that, you do bhakti also. Maam anusmara yuddhacha, like that. That is message of Bhagavad Gita. So Prabhupada, what is he teaching? He taught about Varnashrama, he taught about bhakti, chanting Hare Krishna also. Shavanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam. So this is direct bhakti process. And to help this process, some platform is required, that is Varnashrama Dharma. So this is message of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita teaches this throughout Bhagavad Gita. So, beginning to end, again and again, Krishna is encouraging Arjuna to fight. So, this is Bhagavad Gita as it is. And another point we can understand, so Guru should preach Bhagavad Gita as it is. Who is a Guru? What is the qualification of Guru? He should preach Bhagavad Gita as it is. There may be other qualifications. He is a pure devotee. We may not understand what is the meaning of pure devotee. Right or not? Some sahajiyas will also show some tears and ecstasy. They may singing, dancing, and suddenly fall unconscious. They may show great devotion. But can we understand what is actual devotion, pure devotion? Because we ourselves don't know what is pure devotion. We are conditioned souls. So there may be other qualifications. He is a pure devotee of Krishna. Just because someone says he is a pure devotee, we will also believe in that? No. We should see whether Guru is speaking
Bhagavad Gita as it is or not. So that is the main qualification of the Guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he says? Yare deko thare kaha Krishna upadesh. Amar agyai guru hoy thara ye desh. What you should preach? You should preach Krishna upadesh. What is Krishna upadesh? That is Bhagavad Gita. So of course there are many other qualifications of the Guru. That he is a pure devotee of Krishna, he is coming in parampara, bona fide sampradaya. So in this way. But this is a very important one. Preaching Bhagavad Gita as it is. So coming to the point then. So this is first point. That what is the credit for Srila Prabhupada? That he presented Bhagavad Gita as it is. Prabhupada wanted his... Why we came to Srila Prabhupada? Why we did not go to Ravi Shankar or Asharam Bapu or this Nityananda? He is not Paramahamsa. Paramahamsa in the name, say, in the name only. Why we did not go to him? Why we came to Srila Prabhupada? Because Bhagavad Gita
as it is.
Right. In the first time when you got attracted to Srila Prabhupada, so what is that? He is presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. Right. It may be true that he preached very all over the Western countries, but there are many people who preached in the West. They made more followers than Srila Prabhupada. But that is unknownly. That is there, he is special. He made devotees there. He did not make some sycophants, some monkey-like disciples, right or not. He made genuine disciples. So genuine followers of Krishna and Vedic culture. So, but the main thing is that he preached Bhagavad Gita as it is. That is his main qualification. And Prabhupada wanted everyone to accept his authority based on that. Therefore, he is writing here. What is my credit? Why I am authority? Because I am presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. So this is what is speciality of Srila Prabhupada. Okay. Next, what is there? So most of the editions are, they are bogus, he says. Only Bhagavad Gita as it is genuine. So that means what it is telling? Again, features of Bhagavad Gita as it is. In this again he advertises, no? This is the only as it is, Bhagavad Gita as it is, this is the only genuine, it is not adulterated with any. So now again this topic comes now. What are the features of Bhagavad Gita as it is? So can you, this is second point, and within this second point there are many points. What are the features? Again new features. We had one set of features in the first paragraph. Now again second set of features. When you go out for book distribution, you should not feel dearth of points what to tell to people actually. So just if you read this one preface of Bhagavad Gita, you can tell so much about this Bhagavad Gita to convince people to take to this Bhagavad Gita. So who will tell next point? So that next point is features of Bhagavad Gita as it is. This is free from personal ambition or adulteration. So it is pure, it is. As it is, whatever Krishna wanted to convey, same message is presented in this. We are, you see here, again mood and mission. Here one more thing is, So without any adulteration, before my presentation of Bhagavad Gita as it is, almost all English editions of Bhagavad Gita were introduced to fulfill someone's personal ambition. But Bhagavad Gita as it is free from personal ambition. But our attempt is to, in presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is to present the mission of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. This is second point. Presenting mission of Krishna, Lord Krishna. Now, till now we were discussing about mood and mission of Srila Prabhupada, right or not? Krishna Consciousness Movement. So just like we have to understand Prabhupada's mission, we should also understand Lord Chaitanya's mission. What is Lord Chaitanya's mission? We should also understand what is Lord Krishna's mission. why Lord Krishna appeared in this world? Who will tell why Lord Krishna appeared in this world? Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijami. What is the meaning of dharma in that verse? Following the message of Krishna. But what is the name of that dharma actually?
Sanatana dharma.
Sanatana dharma. Or Varnashram dharma. Krishna came to establish Varnashram dharma. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his commentary on that verse, Prabhupada also writes that this Bhagavad Gita is spoken to followers of Varnashram dharma, he says. Basically, Krishna's following Krishna's teachings is dharma, you say. So, to whom it is told? It is told to followers of Varnashram dharma. In the last paragraph of that purport, 4.67 purport, you see, Prabhupada writes, other parts of the world, they are, in this part of country, you know, in this part of the world, in India, people are more elevated than the other parts of the world. So, like that, indirectly, Prabhupada says that Krishna came to establish Varnashram dharma. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his commentary on Bhagavad Gita, he says that Krishna comes to establish Varnashram dharma. Right, no? He wanted Yudhishthira Maharaj to be king. He did not start democracy, no? Now all it has failed, Kauravas, Pandavas have failed, now we will start democracy. Like that, he didn't say, right? Did he say we will start? Or did he say that we will start communism? Did he say like that? No, he made a genuine Kshatriya king, right or not. So, he established Varnashram dharma, Krishna. So, anyway, coming to the point that Krishna comes. And Sanatana dharma and Varnashram dharma, sometime Prabhupada used them interchanging. In Bhagavad Gita, first chapter, you see Sanatana dharma or Varnashram dharma, he says. Right or not. So, on the material platform, dharma is Varnashram dharma. On the spiritual platform, dharma is Sanatana dharma. So, both are same. Like that. So, this is mission of Krishna. Again, it can be understood in different ways. He comes to kill all the demons, paritranaya sadhunam, vinashaya cha, to protect his devotees, to establish dharma in the society, and to please his devotees. In the purport, Prabhupada says, these things can be done by anyone. Any Kshatriya king should do that, no? He should kill the demons. Like Vishwamitra, he came to take Rama and Lakshman. Why he came to take Rama and Lakshman? The Kshatriya boys are there, you know. Kshatriya boys, Rama and Lakshman. Why? Vishwamitra wanted them to kill these demons who were disturbing rishis, actually, sadhus. Paritranaya sadhunam. It is a duty of Kshatriya kings, actually. And to make sure that dharma is followed by everyone in the society. Not we are secular. Now modern day leaders say that we are secular country, like that. Yes. In the name of secularism, they want to spread atheism in the world. They want to see that everyone becomes an atheist and materialist. But that is not a genuine Kshatriya. Genuine Kshatriya should establish dharma in the society. Make sure that everyone is following dharma. So it is done by any Kshatriya. Why Krishna has personally should come? In the purport, these are external reasons for Krishna's appearance. Internal reasons are to please his devotees. He comes to please his devotees. He comes to do attractive pastimes so that we become attracted to Krishna. Just like before the cinema releases, you know, they show trailer. Why people should get attracted to watch that cinema? But trailer appears very attractive, but when you go to a cinema, then it is boring. It is. After 3 hours, you will get headache. But Krishna's pastimes are not like that. Trailer and original pastimes are same only. So Krishna comes here. 5,000 years back, he came and did all these attractive pastimes so that we conditioned. So instead of going to watch movies in the theater, pastimes of Shah Rukh Khan and Madhuri Dixit. Now Madhuri Dixit may not be there. Some new actors must be coming. So her story must have gone over now. So we become attracted to Krishna's pastimes. So everyone should read Krishna book. If you are feeling getting attracted to watching cinema, television, you should read Krishna's book, or you should hear Krishna Katha. Then you will become, lose all taste for all this mundane fiction, stories, cinema, drama, etc. So coming to the point that so mission of Krishna. So this Bhagavad Gita presents mission of Krishna. This is second point, will of Krishna or mission of Krishna. Then third one, third point, this is in the features of Bhagavad Gita as it is, no? Our business is to present the will of Krishna, not that of any mundane speculator like politician, philosophers or scientist, for they have very little knowledge of Krishna despite all their other knowledge. When Krishna says man mana bhav mad bhakto madhyajima, unlike the so called scholars, do not say that Krishna and his inner spirit are different. Krishna is absolute and there is no difference between Krishna's name, form, qualities, pastimes, etc. This absolute position of Krishna is difficult to understand for any person who is not a devotee of Krishna in parampara system. The so-called scholars, politicians, philosophers and swamis without perfect knowledge of Krishna try to banish or kill Krishna when writing commentary on Bhagavad Gita. So this is position of absolute position of Krishna. This Bhagavad Gita as it is clearly presents what is, how Krishna's position is absolute. He is the Supreme Lord. Basically this whole description indicates to Radha Krishnan's Bhagavad Gita. Radha Krishnan wrote, you know, no? Radha Krishnan. So what is this? Sarvapalli Radha. He is considered as teachers. He said, oh, then my birthday should be celebrated as teachers, as though his birthday is the most important thing to celebrate in the world. So he wrote one commentary on Bhagavad Gita. And in the 9th chapter, Man Mana Bhav Mad Bhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskaru, that verse is there. That verse is considered as essential verse of Bhagavad Gita. Remember me, become my devotee, worship me, always obeisances, offer obeisances to me. So in this way you will come back to me, Krishna says. So in this way we have to become Krishna's devotee. And that guy, he quotes that anukulyasya sankalpo pratikulasya varjanam rakshishati iti vishvasu goptratve varnam tata. He says you don't have to surrender to Krishna. You should surrender to person who is speaking through Krishna. Here this inner spirit, right, within Krishna. The inner spirit within Krishna. So Prabhupada in his purport on that verse, this is 9.34. He quotes a verse from Kurma Purana. In Kurma Purana it is told, Deha Dehi Vibedoyam Neshware Vidyate Kvachit. So the difference of Deha and Dehi. Now this difference is present in us, all of us. We are conditioned souls. When we appear in this world, when we come to this material world, we take a material body made up of Maya Shakti of the Lord, material energy of the Lord, illusory energy of the Lord. So but when Krishna appears, he doesn't take a material body like us. So in Krishna, there is no difference between his body and soul. In us, there is difference between body and soul. Although we don't know that, we are in illusion. We are thinking that I am this body. I am man, woman, Indian, American. So Dravidian, Aryan, all these bogus ideas. So these are all material designations. So we are different from this body. This is the first teaching of Bhagavad Gita, ABCD of spiritual life. But this differentiation we should not apply to thinking that Krishna is also